Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello. 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 Okay, give me a second here. I don't know what the hell I'm doing again. Look at it. It's all, the video's all screwed up. My camera's not centered. Welcome in to another edition of I almost said the Insane Asylum. How could I possibly do that? The Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures. From right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio. Impact Power Sports, that's where you go to buy fun things like ATVs, four-wheelers, side-by-sides, three-wheelers, two-wheelers, one-wheelers. I don't know if they sell those one-wheeler things. Have you seen anybody on one of those things? It's like a one big fat tire with like platforms on other side of it, on both sides of it, and they look like impossible to stand on, but then everybody who uses them, they seem to be very proficient at it. Very interesting. I don't think they have those. Anyway, you can get a Yamaha golf cart there as well. There is plenty of things for you to check out. Go to their website, impactpowersportsmi.com. Full service department to help you on your way. Our pal Jeremy in KZoo, who 1 week ago, like on a lark, he made one comment. And I like staying up to date on this, by the way. It's an interesting story to me. He was down in the dumps 1 week ago because he had it was some crazy shit with an ex. And then he threw out the comment. Yeah, so if anybody's looking for a guy who's obese and weighs 300 and I forget the number. I don't want to say the wrong number. I'm your guy. And then that was just like a passing comment, just a joke. And then all it took was a nudge. Think about that. Just a nudge. I think it was maybe one reference to, changing things up a little bit. And then one thing led to another. Next thing you know, he's kind of like all in. And being a little bit more careful with what he does. He gives us an update. On that day, he weighed 335.8 pounds. God damn. And he's dropped more than 10 already. He's down to 325 pounds. Okay, so today is another day to continue on that road. Nice job up to this point, but today is what we're focusing on. So you're going to stay at it with that nice intermittent fast today. And then it's going to come time to eat. You're going to eat. All right. I mean, seriously, intermittent fasting alone is a pretty strong thing. Chris says, should we fire up the diet bet and those burgers you'd make with eggs? Easy. Chaffles. Chaffles are great. That's a great idea. I think I want to have a chaffle. Cheese and egg burgers. They're more like waffles. They're waffles made of cheese and egg is what they are. Jeremy says, today I have 1,900 calories total. With about 160 grams of protein, all portioned, and be ready to go. You see, you've done this all. We haven't done anything. All we did was, there was like a gentle nudge, and then you did it all yourself. Oh my God, that's outstanding. Full credit for anyone who is able to do that. You know, just on a whim, I'm going to make an adjustment to the sound here. check, 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 test, test. Hello, hello, hello. No, seriously. Outstanding job. Not. That do. Sorry, I'm still making adjustments here. For those that do, it's going to help you in the long run for sure. Becky says you sound like you're at the bottom of a well. And that 1900 calories, you're not exactly withholding calories. That's a pretty fair amount of food. Now, you're definitely in deficit, but not by a ton. And plus, all that protein, it's really good. You know, it can be, you might want to be careful with all that protein. It might wreak havoc on your gastrointestinal system. So you might want to make sure you have like enough fiber. You know, maybe a little bit of Metamucil. That stuff works great. You can take it in tablets if you don't like to dissolve the stuff and drink it on in. Because with that much protein, I mean, make sure you're getting plenty of, you know what I mean? And Chris reminds you to exercise. So the protein has something to do. Ryan is here. Maureen says, are you feeling better yet? Remind me, what was the matter? Did you have, you had COVID, right? Hope you're doing okay. And welcome. I was just thinking about you the other day. I was like, where is he? Where is he? Where's he been? Oh my God. Yeah, I think about you guys from time to time. Like, you remember Nikki Constantine in Maine? AWOL. Don't know where she is. Don't know what happened. Is she okay? I got to send her an email. Not to mention... Trucker Dan. Where the hell is Trucker Dan? There was one more that was on my mind. Oh, Brandis. Brandis in Iowa, I believe. Where the hell has she been? Jeremy adds, I did 1,200 calories and I was feeling awful. Muscle aches, Charlie horses, just not good. So I calculated my normal fat-ass calorie intake and cut 1,000 from that. All right. Ugly Tits is here. She says, your new time really screwed everyone up. Yeah, thanks. Chris says, I think the change in start times lost a few live listeners. All right, maybe. That's actually a good comment. Ashley's isn't. I'm totally ball busted. Come on now. Tophus is here. Anyway, so glad you all are here. Chris says, I follow Nikki on Twitch. She has more goats now, babies. Kenny says, but the change in time gave us an Amanda-free chat, so I'm good with it. Oh, you know what? I didn't even think about that. You're right. All right. Before we get to the Trump story about another person trying to murder him. Hang on, I gotta drink this coffee. This weekend, okay, so I go up north in the truck, 4 dogs. Get on the property. I wander into the trailer. The 70. It might be more than 70-year-old trailer, which this is not a... I was reading that a mouse can get into an area the size of the like a pencil. like how big around the end of a pencil is. That a mouse, now I don't know if I believe that. Maybe if it's a baby, like a real small baby. And it's been a struggle. I went up with no Pooh Bear, so I'm like, I'm just going to sleep in the trailer. And she goes, I don't know how you can do that. So I go in there, and it immediately smells like something has died. And something has died. Two mice are in my traps. So that's a terrible feeling when you walk in there, and I mean, it stinks up the whole place. So you get that. I put on gloves, plastic gloves. I get that out of there. I turn on the AC. I open up any type of ventilation I can get going so I can sleep without the smell of a rotting animal. But I'm like, I'm not going to bed until I reset the traps. Kenny says, I think you've lost the battle against the mice. Oh, yeah. Now it's just a matter of, when I go there, doing what I'm doing right now. Set the traps. I wake up. I look where the traps are. The mice are managing, because I noticed like when I went in, when I first walked in and got the two dead ones, several of the traps, all of the bait, which is peanut butter, is gone. But the trap hasn't been sprung. I'm like, what the? Did bugs eat it or something? I set the trap before I went to bed Friday night. I wake up Saturday morning, look at the trap. The peanut butter is gone. The mice are, now these are, I mean, it takes nothing to set a mouse trap off. Because when I set that goddamn trap and I'm holding it, and then occasionally it'll go off, and it's so scary. It frightens the shit out of me every time. I don't know how the fuck they are managing to do that. These are mice. It's not like they're going to reach over with just their mouth and not step on it. So I'm like, what the fuck? So I go, when I looked at it, there was mouse turds all around it. The mouse just went and walked around the thing and took shits on it. On all around it, and then ate all the damn peanut butter. That's what happened. Unbelievable. The idea has been floated many times, but easy. You need to install the bucket with the spinny thing at the top, or the walk the plank deal, so that they fall into the bucket filled with antifreeze or whatever, and then they drown. Yeah, you're right. I think that needs to be a regular thing. And I've been saying that for how long? Every time I come back from Fear Bunker North, and then I start this show with a mouse update, I'm like, I gotta get the bucket. But no, I'm saying it again. I gotta get the bucket. Because the way I see it, if there's 100 mice trying to get in and I kill two, they're going to continue to multiply. But if I can cleanse the community around the trailer with bucket fever, so that every time I go in there, I have a bucket full of corpses to get rid of. Okay? I can create the trailer as, I can call it Auschwitz. Never mind. Forget that I said that. It's a horrible idea. Dan suggests I get the Tomcat poison from Menards. Jeremy goes with, how about Mousewitz? Mousewitz is better. Tyler says, how many mice do you think you've murdered in total? I don't know. A ton, but many more are trying to get in. Mousewitz makes more sense. I like Mousewitz. The tomcat's poison. The problem with that is the mice then die with the poison in their system and the dogs find the mice. Or there's a risk that the dogs could get at the poison. Yeah, it's not good. All right, I'm committing to the bucket, I swear. If you don't know, it's a contraption where they walk up the plank and then they get to the plank, or they walk up the ramp to the plank, which is at the bucket opening. They walk to the end of the plank where the bait is, and then it's weighted, and then it tips, and then the mouse falls in the bucket. That's what you do. I gotta have a more dictator-like mentality when it comes to dealing with these mice. I can't be nice about this. Corey is weighing in about the attempted assassination of Trump. And he says, this attempt, no one gives a shit about. He's right. No one cares. And then he says Trump probably staged it to get his numbers back up. Yeah, I don't know. I really find anything like this a little bit hard to believe. I'm torn. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Chris says, quote unquote, committing to it regarding my walk the plank stance on the mice equals might remember it next time when he's already up there. You know, you're right. Yes, that's true. But I'm adding it to the list. And if it makes the list, there's a pretty good chance it's going to happen. And I just entered it. I wrote walk the plank. Look, I got the list. And on the list, look, it's just called to do. That's my to-do list. Walk the plank. Werner Roofing podcast details. Wedding shit. Haircut. Windshield. Janine shout out, Serenity Club, Roundup, Mow, Weed Eat, Edge, Watergrass, Roll Up Hose, Invoices. Roll Up Hose. Who has to put Roll Up Hose on their list of things to do? You just roll it up. The time it took me to write Roll Up Hose, I could have rolled up the hose. What an idiot. Ryan says the bucket is great, but with the volume of fear bunker mice, you may need to replace the bucket every 20 minutes. Otherwise, they will just fill the bucket and walk out. Oh, shit. Yeah, that would be horrific. If I walked into the trailer after like the winter and it's falling, it's full of mice. That would be the most horrific thing ever. Maybe I get like two or three buckets. Like a bucket brigade on this deal. This is a never-ending story. I mentioned Werner Roofing. Werner Roofing is the company that I went with to put the roof on the house. And I felt so bad for dude from the roof doctor. Because this got the ball rolling. Poor roof doctor guy showed up at the house and said, hey, your roof's in bad shape, man. You got to get this repaired. Or totally replaced. I'm like, yeah, you're right. You did a great job. You all said to me, get a couple more estimates. All right, I did. And they were all great. They were all excellent. Everyone's estimate was right about the same price. The lowest was actually Roof Doctor. Of all the estimates I had, Roof Doctor was least expensive. But actually, I went with most expensive. Believe it or not, I went with, I shouldn't say most expensive. They were separated by not that much money at all. No, there was no clear cut, oh, this is costing you an outrageous amount of money. Nothing like that. But one of the things that stood out to me was I needed, I mean, it's a fucking $25,000 item. I don't have $25,000 just to plunk down. If I'm going to do that, it's going to be on Maddie's school. Which, by the way, one more payment. One more payment. I go, hey, you got any financing for this? You got financing? And dude from Roof Doctor says, yeah, I got a, it's 12 months. I'm like, 12 months? Yeah, I need a longer term than that. Went to my boys at Werner. They go, yeah, we got you covered. I go, all right, cool. So whatever, a couple $100 a month, no big deal. I don't give a shit. And he goes, you can pay it off whenever. You get the extra cash, you pay it off, and you're done. Look at, see? These. I'm trying to get them on the podcast. I'm reaching out with, like, we're in the early preliminary stages of getting Werner on the show as a sponsor. As you know, all my sponsors, I like to actually do business with them. Tyler says, I'm guessing easy win with the company with the most employed Mexicans. I don't know the Mexican count with Werner. That would make it perfection if it was. So Werner goes, yeah, of course. You know, go ahead and you can finance that. No problem. I go, okay, great. Done and done. All right, I'm going with you. And I reach out to Roof Doctor. Yeah, buddy, I can't do it. Wow, what happened? Yeah, I went with them. You know, they were more flexible. I couldn't swing the 12 months. And he goes, Jesus, it's frustrating. Like half an hour later, he goes, oh, no. I go, what's up? He goes, you know, I'm new here. We have that financing, too. And I'm like, oh, my God, are you serious? He goes, yeah, that's on me. I go, yeah, I guess it is. Sorry, dude. That is this company, Werner. The guy who runs it, his name is Chris. And what's his last name? Is it Chris Werner? What is his last name? He grew up with Linda. Radio voice Linda. So this is all on her. She said all along, she goes, you're going to love this guy's company. They do such a good job, easy. I'm like, yeah, whatever. No. And I ended up going with Werner Roofing. So that's good. I'm excited to get them on board. I'm working on that right now. We're in the early stages of the negotiation. We will see. Tyler says, quote, thanks for letting me know I needed a new roof doctor. I'll let Werner know to thank you for my business. That's exactly what had happened. I said to him, I go, Chris, not Chris, a dude from Roof Doctor, go, you know, you did get the ball rolling. I wasn't even thinking about it, so I appreciate you doing that. But unfortunately, I am not giving you my money. Stevie says, what happened to your arm, EZ? Was that a mouse hunting accident? No, it's a burn from the oven. It's worse than I thought. It didn't hurt day of, but it hurts like fuck now. It's a pretty juicy burn. It goes with this one, too, that I had on my arm from... now I got, like, all sorts of burns on my arm. This was first day at Q100, March 18th, 200-degree T. Burnt the shit out of me. Okay, here come the... here come the remedies. Put some honey on it, says Rebecca. No, I don't want anything on it. I want full pain and full scarring. That's what I want. Hey, it's Eric Zane here to tell you about my new favorite marketing partner, Mint Mobile. For the longest time, we've been paying way too much for our cell phone service, our plans, whatever it is, mobile device, whatever you want to call it. Every so often, they like put the screws to you just a little bit at a time. You don't even notice. Next thing you know, you check out the bill. You're like, wait a minute. This is not what I decided to pay for. What has happened? Okay, forget all of that. You can skip it all right now. Everything is about to change for you. Mint Mobile is the key. With Mint Mobile, you'll never, never have to worry about gotchas ever again. That's what I'm talking about, where they slowly raise your prices that you pay. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans. jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You're like, EZ, tell me more. This is all you do. I did this. All my family has done this. And you should too. To get the new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's good anywhere. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill from whatever ridiculous amount that you're paying each month to $15 a month. mintmobile.com/Zane. Pay attention to this legalese. $45 upfront payment. That is equivalent to the $15 a month for 3 months. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower, 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Don't even worry about that. I use that and it's no big deal. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. So, overridden with mice, Pooh Bear disgusted. I clean the entire place, vacuum up all the turds, and then I disinfect everything that I'll be working, you know, preparing food, shit like that. Now, Saturday was epic because I got up, I lit a fire, I walked out in the woods, I picked up some sticks, I put it on the fire, and then I did that again and again and again for 3 fucking hours. I went so far as to take a picture of the fire and send it to Chris D. True story. I go, I told you, all I do is putts. I said, I had a plan. I said, Saturday, I'm going to pick up sticks. And then I'm going to cut down 2 trees that I've been eyeing forever. And I'm going to listen to 2 football games. Before I get to the football games, I cut down this 1 tree. And then I cut it up into logs and pretty much standard length. And then I got to go split them. And what I noticed when I picked up the logs on this dead tree was they were heavy, very heavy. And then I took a look at it because all the bark had fallen off. This is a very old dead tree. And I go, uh-oh. This is red oak. And I'm like, ugh. Okay. It's kind of rare out there. Typically, you're looking at poplar, pine, maple predominantly. Occasionally, you'll get an ash tree. Those are hard. Or an ironwood tree, also very hard. But this is a red oak. And that means you're fucked when it comes to splitting these. Oh. My God. It was like trying to split metal. God damn it, it was hard. It got so bad that I even went and took the logs that were about maybe 24 inches and cut them in half in an effort to be able to split them. And even that was a fucking pain in the dick. Then I cut down this goddamn pine tree, and I'm telling you, this was an old growth pine tree that had died. So we're talking a monstrosity around. This is probably like a 150-year-old tree. And that son of a bitch, this is the biggest tree I've ever cut down in my entire life. Now, I don't have a lot of skills when it comes to using a chainsaw. I use pretty much one technique, and that is great big wedge taken out of it. Go around to the other side, and then cut straight across, and then boom, tree falls in the direction of the opening of the wedge. And I'm pretty good at that. And it worked perfectly. I was a little concerned because the tree was actually larger than the saw that I had. So I went to work on that bitch, and when it fell, I was like, yes! It, when it hit the ground, it vibrated, like I could feel it in my feet, the thump, you know? It was like, my God, it brought everything down with it to Pueblo! Now, it's so big, these logs, after I had to set, you know, cut the logs individually into splittable size logs. Each one of those, you could only put one in the wheelbarrow. So fucking big. And there's 24 of them. So I estimated, and it's way out in the woods. Put it in the wheelbarrow, take it back to the where I split them. And then go back to get another one. That's 10 minutes. So 24 times 10 is 240 minutes. So that's 4 hours worth of work. And I go, fuck it. I'm leaving it here. I'm not. I'll do it the next time I get up here. I got plenty of wood. Ritz says, did you have the Crocs on or proper boots? Well, I had tennis shoes. Just as bad. When it comes to a chainsaw, if you hit your foot, you're pretty much fucked. You might as well just do it in bare feet. It's the same amount of protection. Only an idiot on a ladder holding a chainsaw across his body with one arm, like I was, would have the same problem that I had when I almost cut my foot off. And I will never do that again. So shut up. Jeremy writes, ironwood is like splitting metal. Like iron? Yeah, that's right. I did say that, didn't I? Shut up. Corey says, Eric finally has a successful chainsaw experience. I have most of my chainsaw experiences are successful. In all my years of using a chainsaw, I've hurt myself once. Once. And then the other time, the chainsaw hit my leg. But I was wearing those chaps, which are a godsend. Because when that thing hits the chaps, the blade instantly stops spinning because the fiberglass and the chaps gums up the gears. It's a fucking pain in the ass to get it off of there. But, yeah, if you hit your chaps, you're safe. Nothing will happen to you. Immediately stops the saw. All right. So that's what that was it. That was the day. It was a putzing around weekend. I did nothing more than that. Listen to two football games. I listened to the Michigan game, and this is my assessment of the football from the weekend. Okay, I listened to Michigan, and it seemed like they were kind of running up and down the field to start that game. And then the opposition, Arkansas State, couldn't really get a lot going. They seemed to be overwhelmed, but I don't know. Something about that told me that they should have been winning by much more than what they were winning by. Now, perhaps this is something that they can overcome and build upon. But I was I went to a couple of Facebook pages that support the Wolverines. And the Wolverines Michigan football program wrote back on the winning track or something like that. And then most of the comments were by people with block M's for their Facebook picture who were saying we sucked. So a lot of Michigan fans, except Joe Martinez, are saying that this was a hollow victory because they ended up allowing Arkansas State to get 18 points. And they should have had 24 points because they missed two field goals. So Michigan wins it 28-18, not even close to covering, and it could very well have been 28-24. That would have been unbelievable. It wouldn't surprise me if Michigan actually drops in the standings, in the polls, after that game against Arkansas State, and they host USC this coming weekend. Anyone who is satisfied or happy with that victory by Michigan is fucking looking through rose-colored glasses. Bad, 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 all the way around, in my opinion. Michigan State took on Prairie View A&M. I don't even know where they're at. That's one of those historically black colleges. The reason why the game happened is because a former staffer from Michigan State or member of the athletic department or school or administrator is now working for that school, and it was done as a favor. The school's in Texas, I guess. Thank you to Ben. They roll in, and it was they got obliterated, 40-0. I don't think Michigan State covered, though. I think Michigan State was favored by like 43. So Michigan State, they play at Boston College Saturday evening. That is their first real test. Well, I take it back. Maryland was a pretty good school, and it was on the road. Now, I'll tell you this. With USC coming to Michigan, and Michigan, a lot of questions surrounding them. If USC shows up and beats their ass like Texas did, oh, man. Okay. Now we're talking about real misery this year. A lot of questions about the quarterback position at Michigan, how they could have, and I talked about this last week, how they could have not gone out of their way to, because I think they have a seventh-year player, a walk-on, and two three-star quarterbacks who were, when they were in high school, were three-star players. If you're at Michigan, you got to have a four- or five-star quarterback. You can't have a seven-year returning player, a walk-on, and two three-star athletes. Three-star athletes go to fucking Ferris State. They don't go to Michigan. And in a day and an age when you can pay top dollar and get the best athlete, why are you, after a national championship with that momentum, struggling to get a good quarterback? That's a question that remains unanswered. And then finally, the fucking Lions. One of you said, yeah, I tuned in to listen to Lomas and Dan. Yep. I listened to every, for that game, I only listened on the radio. I think I prefer the radio call, actually, than watching it. Unless if I have my phone and I'm doing something around the house, I can't ever just sit and the only thing I do is watch the Lions. If I have something else going on, that's what I prefer to do, because then I'm not like wasting time, especially if they do poorly. Ben writes, Lions had an early season stumble. They weren't going 17-0. It's a wake-up call. They will be out for blood, perhaps. Last year they started 1-1, if you recall. They lost to Seattle in a kind of a weirdo game. So here we go. Baker Mayfield is a stud. Despite the Lions' defense playing very, very well, he was awesome. Very good for him. And they have a couple of receivers on that team who are really, really good. I think Tampa has a chance to be there very late in the playoffs. Benji says Baker's a fucking stud, damn it. Oh, absolutely. I love it when players have a rebirth. Like, because Mayfield was good in Cleveland, and then he was a huge pile of he was good in, Cleveland, but it was a huge pile of shit at Carolina. And then he was like a backup in L.A., and now here he is saying, fuck you, world. Fuck your free world. Movie reference. Another one who does that, who's like that, is Geno Smith. I like it when players come back. Joe Martinez is here. It's weird. He wasn't really commenting. We were talking about Michigan. He says, Lions suck. Well, they did yesterday, but not so much the defense. I was pretty happy with the defense outside of a blown coverage that resulted in a touchdown. The defense played very well. Dan Campbell came out publicly and said that, and he took ownership on the play where late in the first half, I guess they were supposed to spike the ball and he sent out the kick team or some shit. So he was all bummed out. Ah, whatever. Who cares? Maureen says the fake punt play was fun, though. All right. Yeah, listen to every word of that game. I like listening to Dan Miller, except he gets so excited. Jesus Christ, he blows my mind. Kenny says that I said Dan Campbell came out publicly. I don't think I finished my sentence. He came out publicly and took the blame for that field goal debacle at the end of the half. Yeah, Lions have a lot of problems. They have a lot of problems. Joe Martinez says, yeah, that was another Lions meltdown. But hell, a meltdown is something that started out good in the first place. I don't know if it did that. Benji says a meltdown is barely beating Arkansas State. Joe Martinez is one of those Michigan fans who is like putting on this brave face and saying, oh, yeah, that was a good win. That was a good win over Arkansas State. Most Michigan fans say that that was a pile of shit. That's not me saying it. That's Michigan fans saying it. I don't know if he'd say it, but Michigan's in trouble. I cannot wait until Michigan and Michigan State play. Okay? That's going to be awesome. When Michigan and Michigan State play, and when Ohio State and Michigan play, we need to really lay it on thick to the loudest, most annoying Michigan fan on the planet. That is the master of the free $145 AC tune-up / diagnostic check. Joe writes to Ben Weller, did they win? Did they have over 200 yards rushing? Not sure. That is a meltdown. Okay. You are the only person that thinks that that was, like, good. Jeremy says beating a mid-tier FBS team by 10 at home isn't something to be happy about. Well, look. All I know is this. Arkansas State lost last week to Prairie View A&M 42-0. So the team that Michigan State beat 40-0 beat Arkansas State 42-0. And Michigan only beat Arkansas State by 10 points. So, in fact, if you were to look at the ranking of Arkansas State, between all the divisions, there are 745 colleges, college football teams. And Arkansas State is 741. Can you believe that? And Joe Martinez is waving that Michigan flag. I said flag. Saying, oh, my God. They did so great. It's embarrassing, Joe. Can't believe that. Prairie View A&M, big over Arkansas State last week, 42-0. MSU beats the hell out of Prairie View. Arkansas State rebounds with a 10-point loss to mighty Michigan. Jim Harbaugh was quoted yesterday. His quote was, thank God I got out when I could. The program is in shambles. End of quote. I'm just telling you, that's what they said. Or that's what he said. You know? All right. So anyway, Joe Martinez is here. And you are too. Let's see. Big shout out to the folks who signed up on Patreon over the weekend. I've been adding more people each and every day. Thank you so much. If you're watching the show on Facebook and YouTube, I'm going to kick you out. The rest of the show you can find on Twitch. Twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live, or download the Twitch app and listen after you search out my name, Eric Zane Live. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Also, you can listen to this podcast in audio form wherever you download shows. Just search it out, Eric Zane Show Podcast, in your favorite podcasting platform, and there you have it. Email brought to you by Shoreliner Striping. Reach out with an email, eric@ericzaneshow.com. I appreciate you. And then, of course, Patreon. We're back at it this week with another edition of Who Are These Free Beers? And we will also feature the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. All right. Facebook and YouTube brought to you. I'm sorry, Facebook and Twitch brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. X brought to you by Blue Frost IT. YouTube is up for sponsorship. Mentioning Irvine's, thanks to them. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. 616-532-6600. That is 616-532-6600. If you want to get your car repaired, call upon them. They are right in the middle of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Check their website out, ervines.com. That's ervines.com to see all of the reviews from people that don't have a podcast and their amazing experiences with Irvine's. Thank you to Kuiper Tree Care. Oh, my God. I love these guys. Kuiper Tree Care, they do everything. If you are in West Michigan and you need tree removal, tree pruning, or land clearing, storm cleanup, stump grinding, tree risk assessment, that is, they take a look at it. Is there anything wrong with the tree? Is it in danger of falling? Could it fall on your house? Could it fall on someone? They do all that. KuiperTreeCare.com. You can find them, 616-828-8225. That's their phone number. You can find them at Kuiper, K-U-I-P-E-R, TreeCare.com. 616-828-8225. A word for Zach Marco over at EstateWise. I love my friends at EstateWise. It's time for you to get your estate in order. You're like, wait a minute, what is this all about? Well, this is what I'm talking about. If you are prepared with what you need to have done in the event that, you know, you take a dirt nap, you want to make sure that all of your ducks are in a row and everything is set up so that your family doesn't have to deal with probate. Diane and I just did this recently and signed on the dotted line for our estate planning. This is so important. The peace of mind in having an estate plan, knowing your loved ones will be taken care of after you're gone. This can prevent family disputes and legal battles. If you just pass away, I know this is weird to talk about, but if you just pass away, your estate goes into probate. And then it could take years to get it out of probate. Because everybody has a shot at what is yours and what could, should become. Like, let's say Kenny is, you know, racing in a triathlon in 3 years because he's ripped. And he hits a deer in the road on the bike. And he goes flying off of it. And then everybody rides over him and he dies. If he doesn't have his shit in order with an estate plan, all of his video games are going to go into probate. And then anybody can act, you know, make an attempt to get after what is rightfully his kids if you don't have your ducks in a row with an estate plan. Okay, so don't let that happen. I know it's a ridiculous example, but it's totally true. Totally true. I said true. God damn it. Mondays are always weird for me. I apologize. So reach out to Zach Marco at EstateWise, 616-540-7544. or go to estate-wise.com. That's estate-wise.com. Jeremy says, I have dibs on the video games. Donut Dan reminds me about the big staff meeting at Q100. So true. In fact, I don't want to start anything new before that. So I'm going to cut this short now and then be back in about half of an hour with part two of the Monday edition of the Eric Zane Show podcast. Thank you, and I'll be back. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.